RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
The eye care revolution is here. Time for the Wizard of Oz. Here's Dr. Robert Abel Jr.
Why should every adult, especially fair-haired, fair-skinned Northern European people, take daily vitamins? It's a good question. Well, I'm honored today to have a colleague who is well-known internationally, board-certified ophthalmologist, a well-rounded medical doctor, and former editor-in-chief of Comprehensive Therapy, Randall Bellows. Randy also got a research degree from clinical trials from the University of Chicago. He's a man who has helped educate me on nutrition and shared in a lot of these pursuits. So, Randy, thank you for being here. I'm going to ask
Dr. Abel, it's a pleasure to be on the air with you.
What got you interested, Randy, in needing to support vision through supplementation?
Well, it was totally selfish, Dr. Abel. I watched as my mom went blind. I watched as my mom developed Alzheimer's. Both of these processes were just the most devastating, challenging things to watch in your own mother, and to know that as a physician, as a scientist, I was unable to help her. And so shortly thereafter, there's a new study that came out of the NIH, the ARID study, and it showed that certain supplements, if taken, could actually have helped my mom and may help me. And I selfishly said, I don't want to get Alzheimer's. I don't want to go blind from retinal degeneration. So maybe I should take these supplements. So, Dr. Abel, I looked into it further and found out what those were and started taking them. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, you know, you're a very thorough individual with a research background. How do you know which vitamins are best for eye health? How did you learn what was most effective?
Well, through some extensive reading and review of the clinical literature and just common sense. When you think back that a million years ago when the caveman and cavewoman were walking through the forest, they were eating healthy food that had all the nutrition and supplements in it. And those were the way; those were the supplements that our body became used to. Our enzymes, our digestive processes, our whole entire metabolism was geared to those supplements, to those foods, those wholesome organic foods that were that they could find outside of their cave when they went hunting for food for that day. Well, our food isn't the same anymore, and the food is now cultured and nurtured by fertilizers that many of the micronutrients are just not there anymore. So you have to take the supplements. And the studies from the NIH showed certain micronutrients were extremely important to preventing or at least slowing the process of retinal degeneration. And I believe in supporting our eyes and supporting our brain health as best I can. You know, they always say, cancer doesn't happen to you, it happens to somebody else. Auto accidents don't happen to you, they happen to somebody else. But I tell you, when it rains out, I slow down. And when it came to smoking, I don't smoke, never did, and the people who do smoke are not going to be the lucky ones. So I believe in taking the supplements because I want to try to balance the weight of things as much as I can for my own health.
Well, you know, you alluded to the fact that the paleo diet with organic foods, even though it was a lot of meat, was much healthier. And we have become, because of our genetics, obligate carnivores. You will notice that a cheetah or a leopard in Africa will go for the liver first because it's the most nutritious, because we don't make certain vitamins. And man and ape are the only ones that don't make vitamin C. So we need to get this somewhere. And as you alluded to, if you don't have vitamin C, you get scurvy. If you don't have folic acid, you get birth defects. Pottinger did these studies with cats. If you don't have certain things, they get certain adverse effects. Well,
you know, you think back, you just mentioned vitamin C. It's funny that when all of those very macho, strong, healthy sailors got on the ship with Columbus to sail across the ocean, if they had been told hey, you got to go ahead and eat, take this pill of vitamin C, or you got to eat this orange or this lemon so you get your citric acid and vitamin C, or you're going to die. What do you think those people said? Those sailors said, I don't need that. I'm drinking my rum, my ale. I'm eating my grog. I don't need that stuff. I'm eating healthy. Well, they found out vitamin C makes a difference. And if they took it, they lived. If they didn't take vitamin C, they died. I hate to think that we're going to find out all of this stuff 20 or 30 years from now, and then it's going to be too late. The studies really are very strong in pointing towards a widely diverse supplemented diet to help protect all the metabolic functions of our body.
You're right. The diet used to be the answer, and obviously there aren't too many people who come with a hospital emergency or die from vitamin overdose. Where you compare that to the millions that take medication overdose. In 1609, when the Portuguese sailed into Mozambique, they were shocked to find African people 80 and 90 years old with white teeth and still had their hair, albeit gray. And they, if they were lucky, lived to age 50. They never thought the diet. And medicine doesn't teach our people how to take care and how to be preventive. I mean, that's why, Randy, that I've relied on you and your thoughts. So what supplement do you recommend? What do you particularly take that you feel is good and guarantees some protection for your eyes?
I take several supplements, but the main one I take is Eye Complex CS. And the CS, Dr. Abel, stands for Eye Complex Clinical Strength. This has 23 different nutrients that support my eye functions, and I hate to sound like an advertisement, but I take it because I don't want to go blind. My mom went blind. I don't want to go blind, so I take it. And I'm never sure that I'm eating the best diet every day. I try to, but I'm never sure that I am. So this helps me to be sure that if there's nutrition missing from the foods that I eat on a daily basis, if the broccoli or the tomatoes aren't as healthy as they should be, they may look okay, but if they don't have the micronutrients that I need, I'm taking Eye Complex CS.
You know, it's interesting. After the ARID study, most of the vitamins that came out, the couple which I formulated, have copper and high zinc. High zinc, what happens is it inhibits the uptake of calcium, magnesium, and other two-valence compounds. So osteoarthritis is going to get worse. Bone growth is going to be worse because of the high zinc. And they have copper. Three articles came out in the last 2 years to show that copper doubles your risk of Alzheimer's. That's why I sort of lumped together macular degeneration and Alzheimer's, because they happen in the same people. And the last thing you want to do is take an eye vitamin that has copper in it. Well, I happen to look up your Eye Complex CS because I take it as well. And it has 23 ingredients, so it's a multivitamin, besides low in zinc and no copper. And we don't know what that's going to do for Alzheimer's. But we do know that there are dietary issues with Alzheimer's. And we're soon going to be able to measure through the eye the Alzheimer protein so that we can, just with macular degeneration, through an eye exam, tell people what's going on and actually measure whether these nutritional support will help. So it's important.
You know, when you have people who have gardens in their backyards, they would never think of putting in a crop of carrots and tomatoes and broccoli without adding fertilizer and nutrition to the soil. I don't know why people don't think, gee, I need the same nutrition for my body. We're the same organisms that those vegetables are in our garden, and if we don't put the right nutrition in ourselves, how can we stay healthy?
Well, that's a good question. And Randy, I would love to have you back because that's a font of information. And I know how much you read on the subject, as I do as well. And it's important to share that with our listeners on Radio MD.